Before becoming an attorney, I used to be a telecommunications and computers officer in Israeli Defense Forces. I managed the computer center for the military headquarters and operations center. So wireless telecommunications was my profession. Until one day, no warning signs, it made me very sick. So I ended up living in my car for a year because I could not be anywhere with wireless. I moved to upstate New York to live in an isolated cabins in the woods, so where I would not have exposure and hopefully it will allow my body to heal. As an attorney, I immediately started to research this issue. The evidence I found was mind-blowing. Thousands of studies showing beyond any doubt that this harms every system and organ in the human body. You know, we've all been through the tobacco fraud, and sadly, we don't learn from history. The wireless industry has been following the tobacco industry playbook and perfected it in various ways. So in the US, the telecom industry controlled the Federal Communication Commission. The current head of the FCC is Ajit Pai, who is a Verizon attorney. Previous head of the FCC is Tom Wheeler, who used to be the head of the Wireless Industry Lobby Association, the CTIA. But the same thing is happening in the World Health Organization. And this is how the public is being misled to believe that this technology is safe, when in fact it is not. Surveys that were done up to 2005 show that 10% of the population have symptoms. The state of California conducted a survey in 2002 showing that 3.2% of the California residents suffering from this condition. 3.2% in California, that is 1.2 million people. Cancer, microwave sickness, which is what I'm suffering from. Reproductive harms, evidence of correlation to ADD. We have massive human evidence of harm. We've just been looking the other way.